Huh?
I just wanted to make sure I got my fingerprints.
Mr. Santos, why don't you come and join us?
Is he on our committee?
That's why we're having this meeting.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, I would like to call the Monday, July 6th Fire Committee meeting to order. Before we get started, I do want to recognize a special guest in the audience and friend, Chief Anthony Stith from Sullivan's Island. Anthony's been a huge supporter and helper of everyone in the town of Mount Pleasant. He's coached in this town, he's been a big part of a lot of stuff that we do, and we appreciate you being here. Thank you.
We also have the mayor of Sullivan's Island.
And we have I didn't see, oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
O'Neill.
It's the mask, Mayor O'Neill, I'm sorry. Yes, and we have our own mayor as well. So thank you, everyone, for attendance. As I said in the last meeting, and I say it often, discussion is good. And I think we're going to have some discussion today, so this is good. Thank you very much. And the first item is approval of minutes from the March 2nd, 2002 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion that has passed, minutes are approved. We're now at the public comments section. I would ask if there was anyone that would like to give comments, but apparently Mr. Santos is already in his position, so we'll start with our first public comment by Councilmember Santos, please.
Thank you. I thought you were calling me up here.
Well, I was calling you. I just wanted you to really stop talking, but
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
I was getting valuable information from our attorney.
Yes, okay, good.
You know, we're here today to talk about automatic aid as well as mutual aid for Sullivan's Island. Sullivan's Island's very fortunate. They enjoy automatic aid from both Mount Pleasant and Isle of Palms. In Mount Pleasant, we have one fire truck on McCants. We have a ladder truck over on Matasari, and we have a ladder truck on Carolina Park, 6 miles. We don't. Neither do we on McCants. So just to give you a little bit of history about that, where we have some assets. We have here, and this is what I was talking to our attorney about, David, about the agreement, the automatic aid agreement and the mutual aid agreement. The automatic aid agreement was done on March 10th, 2009, and the mutual aid agreement was done on October 14th, 2009. And so there was a question about whether one of them is going to supersede the other one, and I will leave that to the attorney to say whether the latest one supersedes the other one. But I want to talk about this. We have gone actually twice as many times over to Sullivan's Island as they've been here. We've been over there 9 times, they've been here 4 times. When we have a fire truck that leaves our McCants address, there's only one truck there. So when it leaves, there's no fire assets there in the event there's an issue. Certainly they can come from Mathis Ferry, they can come from 6 Mile to cover it. But that area there, there's no truck there. So once they go over to Sullivan's Island, say you know, and the difference is mutual aid, you know, the alarm goes off, say on Isle of Palms, they have to go to the fire or whatever it is to see if they need Mount Pleasant, and if they do, they call us, we come. Automatic aid is when the fire alarm goes off in Sullivan's Island, it goes off in our facility on McCants, and we immediately respond automatically. And so that's where you get the automatic aid. And Isle of Palms responds as well to them. So if the alarm goes off, you have our truck that automatically goes. They get over to Sullivan's Island, it's not a big fire, it could be a cat up a tree, I don't know, it could be something that's not much that's going on. But at the time, and I just a scenario I'll bring up. So you got a barge that enters a ditch or the, you know, the inland waterway, 100-foot barge that's being pushed by a tug coming down the inland waterway. That bridge tender knows when it's coming. They're in contact with it. He's got to open that bridge. that tug and barge cannot stop in midstream and hold it. You don't have thrusters on the barge. The tug is pushing this fully loaded barge down there. So the bridge starts to open. Now, if we have an issue over in Mount Pleasant, say at Sullivan's Point or right now at the Atlantic, they got a lot of workers over the Atlantic working right now. Their cars are all out on the street. We have no assets right there quickly that can respond to there, because our guy's stuck over there on Sullivan's Island because the bridge is open. That barge has got to go through. You can't stop that barge. Once he commits, he's got to go. And so now our assets over there, we have to bring them from Natchez Ferry, 6 Mile, to come over and take care of somewhere like Sullivan's Point. Certainly we can do that, and our guys are great at going, but traffic is so bad, it's going to delay them. It's going to take a little bit longer to get there. That could mean the difference in life or death. I mean, it really could. So, as I was trying to say, we have mutual aid already. If they respond to something in Sullivan's Island and they can't put the fire out, or they see they need us, immediately call us, we can be there. And then, before we leave the station, we can let the other stations know that somebody's got a cover here, and they can send another asset over there to cover anything that might happen. But right now, you know, they take off and they go over there. If that fire truck gets stuck over on Sullivan's Island, there's really nobody. I mean, by the time, if there's an issue, it'll take a while for them to get over there. Now, I know Chief and them have worked this out. I'm sure we don't have an ISO 2 rating for nothing. So I know our guys are on top of it and all. But I just think that everybody should be treated the same. We should all be mutual aid. I don't think that we have to drop and go immediately when the alarm goes off. I think that they need to take a look at it, see if they need us, then call us so that we can prepare better on our side. And just like we do Isle of Palms, we have mutual aid with Isle of Palms. It's the same thing. They show up, if they need us, they call us. If they don't, we don't have to respond. And so anyhow, I just wanted to break that up.
Sure.
Like I said, we've been over there 9 times. They've been over here 4 times. Seems to me like we're spending a lot of time going over there and we're leaving our station empty. Now, we know that we got 244 apartments getting ready to come up at the Atlantic. We're going to have to look at our McCants station to put another asset there, because we're going to have a lot more people there soon. I mean, they're already getting the foundations and all. If you drive by there, they're already building the foundation. So we're going to have to look at putting some more assets there to be able to protect that area better. And so I just wanted to bring this up, and I think it should be even for everybody. We ought to all be on mutual aid agreements, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you, Mr. Santos, and thanks for the research and thanks for the opinion. Are there anybody else that would like to make public comment? Mayor, please.
Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to address all of you. Mm-hmm. I just want to very briefly say that we with the town of Sullivan's Island strongly support the continuation of the automatic aid agreement that we have currently. We certainly know it's been to our advantage. We think it's been to the advantage of the town of Mount Pleasant as well. Chief Anthony Stith, who you earlier recognized, I think can give you more specific information than I can about how it's worked in operation. But we think that it is a very valuable agreement for both municipalities. And by the way, I think there is a later agreement dated in 2016 for automatic aid. If it's okay, I'll leave the podium to Chief Stiff.
Yes, please.
Sure. Thank you.
To give you some background on this whole situation, I've been chief on the island for 38 years now. And before that, I worked for the town of Mount Pleasant. We've always had a mutual aid agreement countywide now. All 13 municipalities in the area signed a mutual aid agreement. In 2007 is the furthest back I've got an agreement. And I approached at that time Herb Williams. Wait, excuse me, I was thinking of Mims.
Yeah.
But anyway, Herb, same thing. But anyway, the ISO was coming in town for both departments. With the automatic aid agreement, this was after I had already done my ISO thing. The guy from ISO says, if you had an automatic aid agreement instead of this mutual aid agreement, we could give y'all points for those 4 firefighters coming to Sullivan's Island. And ISO right now for volunteers, they charge, give you credit for a third of a volunteer. So it takes three volunteers to become a man. So anyway, we thought it was a good idea, and we approached Mount Pleasant about it because it would benefit Mount Pleasant as there was no ladder truck in District 1. Now, this gave, with the automatic aid, we respond automatically to Mount Pleasant with our ladder truck, so y'all didn't have to buy $1.5 million ladder truck at the time. You get full credit for my ladder truck coming into District 1 because we're within the boundaries of the area. So I've gotten credit for your four firefighters coming, and y'all get credit for $1.5 million fire truck. This is about life and property. It's about the safety of the citizens of Mount Pleasant and Sullivan's Island. I live in District 1 in Mount Pleasant. You know, they go out on calls all the time. When we have a mutual aid, automatic aid agreement, another station moves up. That's how it works. Everybody just don't sit in their stations. People are moving up. If I come to Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms is moving up an engine to my station. And I feel sure that's what Mount Pleasant does too. They move up engines to cover District 1. District 1, I feel sometimes, is out of, with nobody sitting in there, if they have a fire where Engine 1 has to go to District 3's area. So, you know, it's better to have the automatic aid agreement. You know, and we don't need to get any kind of tit for tat or whatever on mutual aid and stuff like that. This thing is working. It's working good. It's helped both of us on our ISO ratings. If we don't need Mount Pleasant, we send them back to our station usually until we clear up, unless it's not a fire, and then we clear them. Same thing with them. They send us back. It's a good deal, and it's been a good deal, and if something that's not broke, I don't know why we're trying to fix something that's not broke. So anyway, if anybody got any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Okay. Mr. Chapman?
Chief Stith, what would you say?
Can we do this just for the record or not? We've really not had the agenda item come up yet. How about if we let Chief Stith sit down, let our chief address the item, and then you're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
There may be others that have questions as well.
And it may be answered by our chief.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any more public comments? And I really appreciate all three of you and what you've said. So what we'll do now is enter item 4, which is the discussion of a possible action regarding automatic aid agreement between the town of Mount Pleasant and the town of Sullivan's Island. Chief, can you please just give us an overview of your position? And I appreciate it also how much you've helped us all understand this prior to this meeting.
Yes, sir. So I'll tie some of the speaker's comments together. As Mr. Santos said, mutual aid is physically calling for help through the dispatch center. And that can be done at any time, whether they're on scene or not. They don't have to arrive on scene first to call for help. So in theory, a department, you know, reading the call note saying, oh, this looks like a big fire, could immediately call for mutual aid. The auto aid is automatic in nature and done through the dispatch center simultaneously with whichever corresponding jurisdiction that we're getting called to or is getting called to us. Our agreements currently, we currently have a statewide mutual aid agreement. And in that, it references a state law saying state, county, municipal governments shall cooperate in maintaining a plan for emergency assistance, basically saying it's law to have mutual aid. And we do that. Like Chief Stith said, we have that county agreement through the Fire Chiefs Association that all 14 fire departments in the county have agreed to provide mutual assistance all over the county if it's needed. And we currently do that the most with Isle of Palms, Allendale, and then Charleston that borders us. And then the Sullivan's Island agreement is the most granular between the two departments, and it is our only automatic aid agreement currently. We responded there 9 times last year, and they responded to us 4. Now, I will say it seems like it's double, but there have been several times, and as early as last week, to where we have benefited greatly from their response to Mount Pleasant. June of last year, we had a fire, and the goal was to put our aerial ladder to the roof. to have coverage up there in case we needed to ventilate or rescue or do something of that nature. We had a mechanical issue where we couldn't get it in place. Their truck was already on scene and pulled into place and able to ladder that roof. And even last week on Middle Street, we had that storm roll through on Tuesday in the southern part of Mount Pleasant. We had multiple lightning strikes, and that's usually when we get hit the hardest for assets, is those lightning strikes, because multiple are happening throughout our jurisdiction. And this, it was true last Tuesday as well. So we had a fire on Middle Street. The ladder truck was already on scene from Sullivan's Island. They were given an assignment. We were able to clear up another one of our units to head to Bank Street that was closest, because the nearest unit from there was coming from Dunes West. So we definitely benefit at times from them being on scene without us having to think about it, without us having to call. And the coverage issue, the battalion chief is dispatched on all fires, especially outside of our jurisdiction. So it's their responsibility to make sure that we have enough assets to respond to the requesting jurisdiction, but also backfill that coverage. For instance, if Station 1 is going out, they'll call on the radio, have Station 3 or Station 4, or even the squad come cover medical calls or whatnot in that area. So that's kind of how we handle it. We're working on a countywide software that will automatically infill those locations, but currently Battalion Chief does that. And looking at auto aid overall, it's in our strategic plan to investigate broadening our auto aid footprint, because there's several departments in the area that already do it and do it well. And being that we're bordered by Charleston now at three locations, obviously the Peninsula, Daniel Island, and now their newest station on Cane Hoy Road, we're pretty much surrounded by the city. So having those assets available at automatic aid capacity may be beneficial. Now there's some definite downsides. There's some monetary things about how much we respond to how much they respond to us, but we feel that there's some definite advantage there to looking into that and broaden the auto aid overall, not detracting from it. So those are basically the broad comments, and I'm happy to answer any questions or discuss it further.
Yes, thank you very much. And
yes, sir.
I learned a lot in the last 30 minutes, so thanks to everyone and Gary as well. Comments by the committee. Mr. Chapman.
So, Chief, I've got a couple questions. First question is, I've personally dealt with dispatchers for a number of years. What is the difference in time, would you estimate, between automatic aid and mutual aid in responding to a fire?
Yes, sir. Well, there's a couple variables. First, it depends on when the requesting agency actually calls. You know, if they do it as they're rolling out, you know, that's almost immediate from that point. But if they don't remember till they get on scene and they see a large body of fire, that could be a 3 to 4 minute response. Then you add the fact in that the dispatcher may be busy and it takes a minute or two to put that in. Mm-hmm. You know, it could range anywhere from 1 minute to 5 minutes, and even beyond, depending on how busy they are. If it's one of those lightning strike situations to where they're dealing with multiple calls and, you know, they're down a lot of personnel as well. I sit on the board there and they're down around 35 personnel now. So they're short staffed, just like a lot of people, and so it could be several minutes depending on when the whole thing gets put into the works.
And several minutes could be a life.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So question number two, in terms of the new apartment complex coming, I know that it was suggested that we would need Fire Station 1 to help. I would think that with a apartment complex as high as that one's going to be, a ladder truck from Sullivan's Island would be extremely beneficial responding at the same time. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. And just because Sullivan's responding doesn't mean that our ladder is not going to respond at all. Especially on a commercial structure, I mean, our minimum is two ladders to a commercial structure fire call. The next closest one is Station 3 at 3 miles away, and then Station 4, where we hope to put a ladder as part of our strat plan, is 4.5 miles away. So being that they're within that same range, it is beneficial to go ahead and get them on scene early, because as units start to stack, it's oftentimes hard to get that ladder truck in position to be effective, because, you know, the nature of the business, even though we work on the discipline aspect of where we park and all, sometimes with resident parking, you know, police officers coming to the scene, the quicker we can get an aerial truck there and in place, the better chance we have of using it strategically from a position that's close to the building.
Right. My last question, I'm sorry to monopolize.
Please, please.
My last question is, do you respond to Sullivan's Island for any fire? Or do you respond for a specific type of fire, not just anything that happens?
Yes, sir. It is specifically structured fire calls, and the same for them coming to us, you know, homes, businesses, you know, a warehouse, not that they have a warehouse, but not just trash can fires or brush fires or tree fires, but it's specifically structured fires in a building.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Landing.
Chief, thank you so much for that excellent presentation and enlightening us. You mentioned something about the possibility with the assets that Charleston has, especially Kanehoy, which would benefit the north area of Mount Pleasant, as well as the ones on the peninsula. When it comes to that point where you feel that that's going to be really beneficial, I'm just going to ask you, but I'm sure the answer is yes, you would let us know, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. And we're working towards that with some of our operations, just because we've looked at what they've done with their guidelines and how they respond to calls, and we're implementing some of that now. And regardless if we didn't make the decision to go out of way, we think it's a better approach from our standpoint. But yes, ma'am, once we get close, that's definitely a decision that we want y'all to be on board with and to help us make so that we're all on the same page and that the citizens of Mount Pleasant are getting the most benefit as we're providing a benefit to the citizens of Charleston or wherever we may go.
Well, I know we all stand ready to do what you feel is best for the town and our folks and their safety. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Rambo, would you like to enlighten us?
So this, the automatic aid contract agreement with Sullivan's Island, when is it just, does it just auto renew? I mean, when does it expire? How does that contract actually work?
I don't believe any of that's written in. There is a clause at the end that allows us to get out of it with 60 days notice to the other agency.
Okay.
But there's never, from the one I have, and I believe the mayor said there may be a newer version that I'm not aware of, but from what I've seen, there is no automatic renewal. And some of these agreements are a little bit older, and it's on our radar to update them, especially the county agreement. We've talked about that. Get a lot of the chiefs that have signed it have since retired.
Okay. And really the issue at hand here is that everyone, all of our neighboring municipalities, we have mutual aid.
Yes, sir.
But Sullivan's Island has automatic aid.
Yes, sir.
It may have been mentioned, and I apologize, this was all a learning experience for me. Does the difference between the mutual and the automatic, does that affect people's like insurance rates and things like that, or how does that?
Yes, sir.
Chief, like if we got rid of this, would it negatively impact our citizens?
So a couple things on that, and that's a very good question. So the ISO, the Insurance Services Organization, rates the department. So we're a class two, Chief Stith is a one, and we do get some points from them coming over. Now, does it actually affect the rates of the citizen? It depends on the carrier. A lot of carriers aren't using the ISO rating for setting rates anymore, but some of them still do. So in theory, it could reduce our ISO rating, but I also talked to one of the ISO evaluators, and it's a very complicated formula how they do all this and how points count from this truck and this person. But he felt, just looking at it broadly, that it really wouldn't affect either ISO rating that if we pulled out of it. So I guess the short answer is it probably wouldn't affect us much if we pulled out of the auto aid agreement, and rates probably wouldn't be affected to the citizens either.
I guess, and again, I apologize if I missed it, but
yes, sir.
I guess I just am failing to understand why Sullivan's Island has a different aid agreement than everybody else.
And it probably goes well before my time, but it's probably simply because they asked and both chiefs agreed at that point. If Isle of Palms approached me now, I would definitely look into the benefits of it for both of our departments. We've looked at Allendale in the past and haven't come to a full agreement, but in the county, everybody is kind of moving toward automatic aid agreements because they seem to be so beneficial with sharing resources, sharing assets, purchasing power. If you're buying equipment on a grand scale versus at a department level, you can save money. So the trend is kind of to go toward those auto aid agreements. Now, while we just have the one, like I said, I think it's just because both chiefs agreed and nobody took it to any other department.
Anything else? Mr. Rambo?
Just on that, so what used to happen and understand these agreements were done administratively, it's now state law that the municipal bodies approve these agreements. And from best our research, we can tell over the last few years that started phasing in. So I think, as the chief said, there's some of them that are just older that were probably administratively done, and then several that have been renewed over the years. So it's a bit of a mixture as to whether some of these are even valid, depending on how old they are.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
We have to do a complete analysis to determine whether they even meet state law requirements anymore.
Okay. And so obviously this is, you know, very much a life safety issue. And so I'm not going to get into too much politics with it. But I will say, I think it's been frustrating for our citizens over the past few months. There's been a definite strain on the relationship with our island neighbors. A lot of hurt associated with that, with barricading our citizens off from the island. And even just that act seems counterintuitive, counterproductive to these aid agreements and things that we have in place where we are supposed to be partners. But it really hadn't felt like that as of late. I know it's been an unprecedented situation. But I just wanted to throw that out there since we have you guys in the room that our citizens are frustrated with the relationships right now with the islands.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak to
that. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Mr. Rambo, are you aware that Sullivan's Island has one police officer to do the social distancing review for 3 miles of beach? At any given time, they've got one police officer on duty? Are you aware of that?
To police social distancing?
To police social distancing, one police officer to do that, which is why they have done the things they've done. Are you aware they got one police officer on duty?
Mr. Chapman and Mr. Rambo, I'm sorry.
The second question is, are you willing to send our police over to help them to enforce the social distancing?
Don't believe police should be enforcing social distancing, but
that's the law right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
I feel like we're off the topic. I think that we need to stay with
off there to start with
this. And Ms. Landy?
I just like to say one more thing and hope that this is one of the last things that we talk about on this, and that is that I think it was very well explained why this auto aid became part of the policy, why it helped the ISO rating at the time, why at this point we know how stretched everybody's assets are, and to have the possibility that we're not getting the full credit for their fire truck sounds like a downside to Mount Pleasant for sure. So I think this is one of those where we have a we don't really have a problem. As you said, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. It sounds to me like we need to just leave things as they are.
Well,
but not a problem that we discussed it, because I mean it's good to learn. If nothing else, we learned a lot from this, right?
Yes. I would like to make one comment also. I consider myself a planner. I like plans. I like your strategic plan. One of the items in your strategic plan that you even mentioned today was to look into the agreements. And so I think that it's important that we let that happen. Let those discussions happen. And all 9 of us will be able to give input once that discussion comes around. So I don't think that that any action taken or not taken today should stop you from looking into the things that will help your department in the future.
Sir.
Are there any other comments for this, or do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that a motion is required.
It's not.
Since on our agenda, it just says discussion. We've discussed it.
Right. No, there's definitely not a motion required at all.
Well, and I think it's, I think it would be hard to even make a motion, because I think that the advice of the town attorney was that they need to look into see if the contract's even valid.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you to everyone. Mr. Santos, thank you for bringing it up. And certainly our guests from Sullivan's Island, we appreciate your time and coming here and helping us. So next item is to adjourn, and this meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you.
It's okay.